News. I'm Bill Wise. The state auditor, Nicole Galloway, says Governor Parson should call a special legislative session to fully fund putting armed officers in Missouri's K-12 public schools. She refers to Parson creating a school safety task force that recommends all Missouri elementary and secondary public schools have an armed officer. The group's report says about 60% of Missouri's public schools already have resource officers through local funding.
School budgets are strained and law enforcement agency budgets are strained. There is obviously an importance and a need for public safety and for educating our children.
Parson's office does not have a comment and says it's awaiting Galloway's formal request to have the special session when the legislature meets next month. Galloway, a Democrat, is running for governor, and Parson, a Republican, is expected to announce next month his plans to run for the office. A Kansas City state lawmaker is hopeful his city can land the 2026 World Cup, saying that 3.5 billion people follow the World Cup. The Kansas City Star says the city is one of 17 American cities which are finalists to host the 2026 World Cup matches. State Representative Greg Razor says it would have a major economic impact beyond Kansas City.
And then you get those four games, you get those four fan bases coming in from these countries from all over the world. It would be just a huge economic boost. Initially, plus putting Kansas City and the state of Missouri on the world stage.
Razor notes the impact on tourism and hotels as well. He's praising the governors of Missouri and Kansas for ending the economic border war and says both states and cities must work together on the World Cup. The Star reports the games would be played at Arrowhead Stadium. Cottonwood Park in southeast Missouri's New Madrid is closed after a woman got stuck in the mud along the Mississippi River and became trapped. Officials say the mud is still 2 to 3 feet deep close to the water's edge. The woman was found up to her shoulders in mud last weekend and had to be rescued. Missouri lawmakers will return to Jefferson City in September for a special session involving a complicated Missouri Supreme Court ruling about vehicle sales.
Governor Mike Parson has announced the special session, saying lawmakers will be addressing a court ruling called Kellenbrink versus Department of Revenue, which involves using the sales proceeds of a vehicle as a credit against the purchase price of a new vehicle when calculating sales tax. The top Democrat in the Missouri House is blasting the Republican governor for choosing this topic. House Minority Leader Crystal Quaid of Springfield wants the governor to call a special session on Medicaid issues. She says about 100,000 Missouri children have lost their state health care coverage. Special session starts September 9th. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
Mizzou is putting out a more detailed look at its enrollment increase. Overall enrollment is unofficially up 1%, the first increase since 2015. The university said yesterday transfer students are up 16% from last year. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.